2 o'clock hour. Yes. Scripted. Unpredictable episode of The Curated Catastrophe, starring you. Coming up at the 2 o'clock hour. Yes. It's another unscripted, unpredictable episode of The Curated Catastrophe, starring your gorgeous and talented co-hosts, Maldoror and Shay from the Bay. Only here on RadioValencia.fm. Every Sunday, broadcasting at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. The self-proclaimed king and queens of slapdashery themselves. They're up next.
And now for something completely different.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shay and Maldoror aren't over there fucking things up.
Yo, has the Bay Area cracked the code on independent rap? Think about it. Larry June is on an incredible run, dropping albums, selling out tours. Ella Russell, his whole business model is out in the open. Name Your Price albums, backyard concerts, sharing ownership with his community. That's beyond rap. And I thought about four reasons why. One, the Bay has always been about independence. Too Short was selling tapes out the trunk. E-40 built Sick With It Records, signing his family, launching products. And Mac Dre, he started a movement that outlived him. The slang, the dance, the entire hyphy wave. The Bay doesn't wait for cosigns. It builds its own. Two, it's the counterculture effect. The hippies flipped American culture in the 60s. The Black Panthers redefined activism in the 70s. The tech world, Apple, Google, Uber, OpenAI, all born in the Bay. Even the Coats, Jim Jones, Heaven's Gate. The Bay is where people come to build movements, for better or worse. Three, the same blueprint that made Silicon Valley the tech capital. That's how the Bay moves in music. The Russell's pay what you want model. That's a startup strategy. Give the product away, build a loyal base, then monetize directly with them. Larry June, his merch drops, his healthy living branding. It's a direct-to-consumer business. Where Burner, the rapper founder of Cookie's Weed Empire, which cultivates, produces, and sells. That's vertical integration like Apple. And four, maybe because I'm East Asian, but I think feng shui plays a role. Mountains behind you mean protection. Water in front, abundance. And the Bay, it's literally surrounded by both. Maybe that's why I keep shaping culture from activism to tech to independent rap. Too Short, E-40, Mac Dre set the blueprint. And Larry June, La Russell are proving independence isn't just possible, it's the way. What y'all think?
It's nothing like it. It's nothing like it. It's nothing like it. It's a marvelous day in the BAY. Reporting live from the 415. Slide to Oracle Park and catch a vibe. Bring your myth, I might catch a pop fly. You ever took a trip to the Bay? It's nothing like it. You ever seen the Giants play? It's nothing like it. You ever hit one out the field? It's nothing like it. Huh. The feeling is real. It's nothing like it. You ever seen a no-hitter pitch? It's nothing like it. From SF back to the Ridge? It's nothing like it. You ever see the Golden Gate Bridge? It's nothing like it. We at Oracle Park. It's nothing like it. It's a marvelous day in the BAY. Reporting live from the 415. Slide to Oracle Park and catch a ride. Bring your mitt, like catch a pop fly. We get it done, strikes and home runs. You feel the ground shaking, the Giants gonna come. We get it done, strikes and home runs. You feel the ground shaking, the Giants gonna come. Are you ever took a trip to the Bay? It's nothing like it. You ever see the Giants play? It's nothing like it. You ever hit one out the field? It's nothing like it. Huh. The feeling is real. It's nothing like it. You ever see a no-hitter pitch? It's nothing like it. From SF back to the Ridge? It's nothing like it. You ever see the Golden Gate Bridge? It's nothing like it. We at Oracle Park. It's nothing like it.
It's nothing like it. It's nothing like it. It's nothing like it. It's nothing like it.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the football game. Take me out to the football game.
like it. It's not like it. It's not like it. It's not like it.
If you hear this opening track, you know it's The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
Welcome to another episode of The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. Opening up the show today, we heard some commentary by Jackie Cho, who is an ex-rap journalist who is now like a food and travel opinion maker guy, about independent rap in the Bay Area and good business. After that, we heard Nothing Like It by LaRussell in Link Up. That is the brand new San Francisco Giants anthem. So in honor of opening day, Maldoror, what would you like to add?
I liked Akon's SF anthem better.
Well, I think there are a lot of...
They're just trying to do something new. That's fine.
...anthems. But I did like the commentary, which I thought was not only academic, but astute by Jackie Cho. But here's the thing. This is The Cure to Catastrophe. So that opening has nothing to do with the entire show, which is all about sickness, illness, what's illin. Get tight. Stay tuned. Good job. This is Hi Ren. Bye, Ren.
That feeds me.
Hi, Ren. I've been taking some time to be distant. I've been taking some time to be still. I've been taking some time to be by myself since my therapist told me I'm ill. And I've been making some progress lately. And I've learned some new coping skills. So I haven't really needed you much, man. I think we need to just step back and chill.
Ren, you sound more insane than I do. You think that those doctors are really there to guide you? You've been through this a million times. Your civilian mind is so perfect, you're always being lied to. Okay, take another pill, boy. Drown yourself in the sound of white noise. Follow this 10-step program, rejoice. All your problems will be gone. Fucking dumb boy.
Nah, mate. This time is different, man, trust me. I feel like things might be falling in place. And my music's been kinda doing bits too. Like I actually might do something great. And when I'm gone, maybe I'll be remembered for doing something special with myself. That's why I don't think that we should talk, man. Cause when you're with me, it never seems to help.
You think that you can amputate me? I am you, you are me, you are I am we are one. Split in two, that makes one, so you see. You gotta kill you if you wanna kill me. I'm not leftover dinner, I'm not scraps on the side. Oh, your music is thriving, delusional guy. Where's your top 10 hit? Where's your interview with Oprah? Where are your Grammys, Ren? Nowhere.
Yeah, but my music's not commercial like that. I never chase numbers, statistics or stats. I never write hooks for the radio, they never even play me, so why would I concern myself with that? But my music is really connecting. and the people who find it, respect it. And for me, that's enough, cause this life's been tough, so it gives me a purpose I can rest in. Man, you sound so pretentious. Ren, your music is so self-centered. No one wants to hear another song about how much you hate yourself. Trust me. You should be so lucky. Having me inside you to guide you, remind you to manage expectations, provide you perspective. That thing you neglected, I get it. You wanna be a big deal? Next Jimi Hendrix, forget it. Man, it's not like that. Man, it's just like that. I'm inside you, you twat. No, it's not, man, you're wrong. When I write, I belong. Let me break the fourth wall by acknowledging this song. Ren sits down, has a stroke of genius. He wants to write a song that was not done previous. A battle with his subconscious. Eminem did it. Played on guitar. Plan B did it. Man, you're not original, you criminal ripoff artist. The pinnacle of your success is stealing other people's material. Ren, mate, we've heard it all before.
She sells seashells on the seashore.
Fuck you, I don't need you, I don't need to hear this. Cause I'm fine by myself, I'm a genius. And I will be great, and I will make waves, and I'll shake up the whole world beneath us. That's right, speak your truth, your fucking god complex leaks out of you. It's refreshing to ask for you, say it instead of downplay it.
Music is all about the creative process, and if people can find something to relate to within that, then that's just a bonus.
Fuck you, I'ma fucking kill you, Ren. Well, fucking kill me then, let's fucking have you, Ren. I'ma do it, watch me prove it. Who are you to doubt my music? Cause I call the shots, I choose if you die. Yeah, I call the shots, and so I choose who survives. I'll tie you up in knots when I lock you inside. Newsflash! I was created at the dawn of creation. I am temptation. I am the snake in Eden. I am the reason for treason, beheading all kings. I am sin, with no rhyme or reason. Son of the morning, Lucifer, Antichrist, father of lies. Mephistopheles, truth in a blender, deceitful pretender. The banished avenger, the righteous surrender. When standing in front of my solar eclipse, my name is stitched to your lips. So you see, I won't bow to the will of a mortal, feeble and normal. You wanna kill me? I'm eternal and mortal. I live in every decision that catalyzes chaos, that causes division. I live inside death, the beginning of and I am you, you are me, I am you, Ren.
Hi, Ren. I've been taking some time to be distant. I've been taking some time to be still. I've been taking some time to be by myself, and I've spent half my life ill. But just as sure as the tide starts turning, just as sure as the night has dawned, just as sure as the rainfall soon runs dry when you stand in an eye of a storm. I was made to be tested and twisted. I was made to be broken and beat. I was made by his hand, it's all part of his plan that I stand on my own two feet. And you know me, my will is eternal. And you know me, you've met me before. Face to face with a beast, I will rise from the east and I'll settle on the ocean floor. And I go by many names also. Some people know me as hope. Some people know me as the voice that you hear when you loosen the noose on the rope. And you know how I know that I'll prosper? Cause I stand here beside you today. I have stood in the flames that cremated my brain, and I didn't once flinch or shake. So coward the man I've become, when I sing from the top of my lungs, that I won't retire, I'll stand in your fire, inspire that make to be strong. And when I am gone I will rise, in the music that I left behind. Ferocious, persistent, immortal like you, we're a coin into different sides.
Understand. Anybody can rhyme, you know what I'm saying? But it's what you're saying that makes a person know about you. You know what I'm saying? You know what type of person you are. So it's like, really, I'm just more or less being a street average.
for lit, love hip-hop. The gangsta got me like the broccoli. Brooklyn baby cooling at a swap meet. Real niggas wanna meet me, ladies wanna eat me. Money clean, Mercedes clean, baby beat me. Love getting dressed up, sweats and texts. Ride around the hood good, getting gaudy respect. Hand is golden, OG rolling and holding. Yo, fresh kicks, soft leather pockets is swollen. Let my jam hit your tape deck, it's straight up and made up. For every real nigga with his gun on him, hate up. Flying through the city, nice, new flights, blue ice. 100,000 in the night bag, license, drug shopping, sorry. Atari and a Ferrari, next seat, Alexis, Shalala, Laton, Pauline. Yo, all of us, Skyma gangsters, you know we honor tip the Kango, cooling in the ground, vanguard.
I have never given up on a mission that's against my honor.
Dude, let me warn you, my niggas grip up, them young boys are run upon you. Shoot your whip up, Brooklyn, nigga, beg for your life. And my Staten Island homies lay your ass down on glaciers of ice. Sidewalk executives, live the street life consecutive. We built for this, go for your gun. My perspective is another day in a life of money and drugs. Big hammers and slugs, they get ugly as
fuck. From the chest of your man, Dan. Stat now and said, what up, yo? Hey, your homie ODB said, what up, though? Hey, we got the chef on deck, as if you didn't know. Hey, sharp as fuck. That's what up, pack it up. Wanna rap, wanna rock, what up? Wanna pop, get up. Fuck around and get your block hit up. Bring your team and we'll box them up. Thinking the ball, not what up, what up.
It seems I'm a bit late here. Don't worry, these men are all gonna die.
Sideways, slum at, dumb at, rum at, cognac, combat, contact, contract, crumbs backing out like Beyonce back. She bang out a song like the farms back. Bigger things bring the slang, slicker than the sharpest pen. Nigga head combat, sweet dick, Willie G, Rudy Ray, more game, wood grain, all in the ball range. Four rain flooding like storm drains. Force main, bundling raw cane. Force bang, neighborhood war games. Get your weight up, you looking anorexic. Posted on the block proper with the hammer vested. Bitch came with empty hands, that's the hand she left with. Thirsty ass with no water and the sand is desperate. Brick of white nowadays is 40 grand invested. Live within the third rail, you know the man electric. Shit was like the third world until I handle metrics. That next shit, that next shit, that next shit.
This is Maldor's mom. I love listening to Radio Valencia FM. 87.9.
On 87.9 Radio Valencia. You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Yeah.
Opening up that set.
You are.
We are. Together, The Cure to Catastrophe. Closing out. Well, closing out the set. We'll do that. Ill Figures by Wu-Tang Clan. Before that, Hi Ren by Ren. Of course, our opening credits by Richard Cheese, from whom we will hear something a little bit later in the show. This show is dedicated to the topic, the theme of sickness, illness, ill communication, illmatic. So many songs are related to sickness, whether it's about heartache or heartburn. But you're clearing your throat on air, so how are you doing?
I'm not clearing my throat. I'm still sick. The reason we picked this topic was because 2 weeks ago we canceled the show at the 11th hour because I was sick as hell. And I'm still sick, although now at least I feel fine, but I'm still getting up every day and coughing and hacking and it's difficult to sleep because I'm still coughing 2 weeks later. It's good core workout, though.
This is the only core workout. And you get to clear your throat on air, so I feel like that's a double win. So that's our topic for today. We appreciate you guys suffering through our hiatuses.
Yeah, sorry about that. It was illness instilled.
Yes, and also you graduated.
Yeah, and then last week was my last Elks responsibility. I had to install the officers down in South City. So I'm free and clear and done until Thursday when I actually have to host one more meeting because somebody's out of town.
But that's such a big deal.
But I'm done being fucking Grand Poobah, and I'm delighted.
You did so much for them. You and the First Lady did so much for them.
I'm trying to, like, actually enforce some separation this month and not do everything that they need me to do.
Like healthy boundaries,
like
you mean?
I canceled fucking Taco Tuesday because I didn't feel like cooking tacos for 5 hours and doing all the dishes this month.
I feel like having healthy boundaries definitely ties into sickness, because if we don't have these things, right, that's what leads to this anxiety and this pressure and this illness, and then that, you know, the psychosomatic aspect weighs down on your body, your vehicle, and...
Well, you know, normally I take such great care of myself anyway.
It's true.
I mean, I can't imagine why I'm still sick 2 weeks later.
Your skin is amazing, though. It's true. I don't know why it is, but always, are you just, like, pickled? I want to know your secret.
Thoroughly hydrated.
Just thoroughly hydrated. But I do want to know your secret. Anyway, more about Ekphesis, where you talk about...
You want to talk about your levels on that whole thing? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
We're going to have the same problem in the third segment with the levels, just so you know.
Whenever we get there. Can I start my... Not like I have anything, my stuff all prepared or anything, but I did at least look at the songs, the universe of songs I plan to play.
I appreciate that. Did you want to talk at all about the North Bay rap movement or that assessment at all before? Because you could say no.
No, it was... I mean, that was a nice, profound shout out to the Bay Area, but... I don't have deep thoughts about hyphy, that's what you...
Well, I just had one consideration about it. Because LaRussell is so bent on staying in his community, which only benefits...
Vallejo.
Yeah, North... Yeah, and he's only benefiting the community,
listeners.
That's
where Mac Dre and... I think E-40 is also from there.
Yes?
Yeah.
I was thinking about Nipsey Hussle.
Vallejo has a scene.
So, do you remember Nipsey Hussle in L.A.?
Like, I remember the name.
Well, so he had... managed to purchase a commercial area within Compton, and he was setting up like a tech lab where kids could go learn about, you know, so kids in Compton could be coding, basically, stuff like that. He was setting up all this stuff in his community for them to get ahead, and then he got murdered.
Oh.
By some... And so my...
Oh, yeah, I forgot he got murdered, but I did hear the conspiracy theory that he was murdered because he was trying to help black kids get ahead.
And so when I hear about these North Bay guys who are contributing or, you know, doing this sort of thing, they're staying in their community, so they're kind of quiet. I just not going to say like I pray for their safety, but I really wish the same thing will not happen again. That's all.
Okay.
All right.
On that happy note, I'd like to ask for the listeners' forbearance for this next section.
Why are you going to play Gwar? Or like something that's going to make us all ill?
Well, it's the song that everyone thinks of when they hear that sickness is our theme this week. But trust me on this one. Just ride with it for a second.
Oh, ah!
I feel like that requires a little bit of explanation, but I think I closed the window that explains it. I did. I fucked something up. No, I'm talking. It's fine. You're not on. I messed something up, but whatever. Onward.
What do you think you have?
Smoothest transitions of all time.
The second smoothest. I heard one before that was equally as impressive.
It was the same thing, actually.
That's why you're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe.
Let's go back a second. So, I'm super duper excited because I'm seeing The Prodigy tonight. They're playing the Warfield in between the two weekends of Coachella. And I managed to get tickets in the 15 seconds they were on sale, so I'm pretty stoked. Because Prodigy puts on a great live show, even if they're all old now. But we kick things off with Down With The Sickness, except every word is wah by Disturbed, which is blessedly only 45 seconds long.
And I also love that it's a presage of things to come.
We heard I'm Sick, Y'all by Otis Redding. But before that, we heard the Dirt Chamber Sessions track 5 by The Prodigy, which is actually a remix of I'm Sick by Medicine. I played the Prodigy version and then played the Medicine version there at the end. That was the 90s ravey thing you were discussing. But yeah, The Prodigy sampled that to make the other track that was a remix of whatever. Dirt Chamber Sessions is like a heavily dense sampled solo DJ album from Liam Howlett, who is The Prodigy. It's his like mix record. It's really good. But it's like every track has like 20 songs on it. So it's very dense. Anyway, I played basically The Prodigy remix of I'm Sick by Medicine. But yeah, and then we heard I'm Sick, Y'all by Rotus Edding.
Rotus Edding. I like it. Yeah, it's good.
Who were we just talking about? Nipsey Hussle? And his cousin, Rotus Edding.
Rotus, that's not okay. They're not all related, Malcolm. No, it's what I was worried about was LaRussell's well-being in terms of keeping his operations based in North Vallejo and the goodness that he does for his community insofar as that type of goodness seems to get snuffed out sometimes.
Like Martin Luther King?
Like JFK?
Robert Kennedy?
Yeah.
JFK?
So,
the good Robert Kennedy? Sorry.
Yeah, we'll continue along those lines. Anyway, we're not political here.
Nope.
On The Cure to Catastrophe. Ordinarily, we like to let the music do the talking. Today, we're just sick with it. Sick of it.
Yeah, so the theme today is illness, because they have lingering germs, and Shay's picking up new germs and infections and parasites from the homeless garment she's chosen to put on.
You know what? This city and you and our relationship make me impervious. That's it. Everything I do just contributes to my, just bolsters my system.
You have a friend who doesn't wash his hands after the bathroom because he thinks it gives him a stronger immune system. And I'm like, you are gross.
No, that's incorrect.
You are gross and never touch anything around me ever again.
You know, that's poop.
No, he's like, no, after I poop, I wash my hands. But if I'm just peeing, I don't wash. And I'm like, seriously, never touch me. Never touch my food. Stay the fuck away from me.
No dinner parties there.
He's like, and then I don't get sick. And I'm like, well, anyway, that was a gross story. Sorry. Anyway, she found something on the floor here at the studio and donned
it. It was not on the floor.
It was wadded up in a corner?
No, it was cascaded carefully on a chair, but it happens to be a salmon-colored linen jacket that matches my current tracksuit outfit today, as well as my cute Nikes with the pink on it.
I'm glad it managed to help you accessorize.
Yes.
I have a policy of never eating.
My homeless scabies coat?
Never
eat. It's amazing.
Eating or drinking anything that I find in the studio, because I have no confidence that it's not going to be, dosed.
But so this is on the body and not in the body?
Yeah. I will drink things if they're obviously sealed, like a beer. But yeah, like if somebody like left a cake, in no way.
No, of course not. No.
Well, that would certainly make you ill.
I mean, the best that might happen to you is you'd just get really, really baked.
Cool thing about this episode that's all about sickness or illness is that I'm not going to say, I mean, we can speak to it, right? Lots of different kinds of illnesses. Psychoses, heartburn, stomach aches.
Measles.
Right?
There are more
shingles.
What's the thing that's going around? There are more kids with measles in Texas right now than there are trans athletes in the whole of America.
Really?
Yeah.
What an interesting statistic. An interesting comparison.
That's because trans athletes are an insignificant, tiny blip of a fraction of a percentage, and it's not something we need to be arguing about.
Everyone's worried about them getting the gold medal in the women's competition.
What if you have a man compete against the women? Who gives a fuck? It almost never happens.
Men compete against women every day. Okay,
actually, and women compete against men every day.
Well, the whole thing's a sick game, isn't it?
Sick.
Opening up this next set, I really enjoy the music that I chose for this episode. So thank you for the easy topic.
Yeah, sorry, I was sick. I didn't really have time to think of an in-depth topic.
But this was great. So opening it up, we'll hear from a UK artist who you may know, Muramasa, who's known for his eclectic mixes. He'll open it up with a song called Lovesick that's together with ASAP Rocky, who always has a super... Dude, I fucking love his music.
Okay.
No wonder he's with Rihanna. You don't know?
No, not my style.
After that, we'll hear from Billie Eilish, who she herself suffers from an illness. She has Tourette's. She came out.
What?
Yeah, she came out with that a couple years ago.
No shit.
Yeah, she has nervous tics and that.
I feel like I saw a documentary about her and they didn't mention that, but maybe it was probably a couple years ago.
So we'll hear from her.
I must have seen a documentary because I saw her working relationship with her brother. Where the fuck did I watch a Billie Eilish documentary?
Well, she's intriguing and super talented.
Yeah, she and Charlie XCX, or maybe it's just Charlie C. I don't fucking know.
We never decided how to pronounce that. It's true.
Because there's a lot of straight edge bands that have an X at the beginning and end of their name, but you don't say the X's. Those are just that indicates they're straight edge.
You and I talked about this on a previous episode.
They're called Youth of Today's X.
X.
Yeah. So Charlie XCX had a single came out yesterday for Record Store Day that features Billie Eilish. Though I think you'd probably be able to hear that in the next hour at 4 when Cheap Pooch starts.
I was going to say, on KEXP.
But yesterday was Record Store Day, and I'm sure I've lofted this opinion before, but Record Store Day is bullshit. Like, I don't need someone to encourage me to go spend money at record shops. I do that on my own anyway.
And wouldn't you rather go when there aren't so many people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, so much of the shit is bullshit gimmicks now. It's just like, why bother? So I don't get up and stand in line for Record Store Day. That's bullshit. If something happens into my path that's left over from Record Store Day, then it was meant to be. But if not, fuck it. Who cares? However, because
that said,
hypocrisy is my middle name.
I thought Metier was your middle name.
Thrill House texted me Friday and said, "Oh, you know that." Because there was one Record Store Day release that I gave a shit about, which is the B-Sides compilation, Sci-Fi Lullabies 2, from the band Suede. But it was only being released in England. It was a UK-only Record Store Day release. And I'm like, well, fuck it. I'll put my minions in England on it, and if they find it, great. And if not, whatever. But then Thrill House texted me and said, "Oh, you know that record you were asking about? We actually got one copy." I'm like, fuck.
Which means you got one copy.
And I said,
right?
Can you put it aside? Can I come buy it right now? And they're like, no. I guess Record Store Day has rules, and you won't ever be able to do Record Store Day, get all the releases and shit, if you violate the rules, which are you can't hold anything aside and you can't put anything on sale.
First come, first serve.
Yeah. So I had to go fucking wait in line with a bunch of goddamn nerds at 8 a.m.
You're a fucking nerd, too.
At 8 a.m., yeah, but I'm not the kind of nerd that waits in line to buy fucking records you can buy in Discogs an hour later.
Apparently you are.
You know, when I got home and checked on Discogs? And instantly I did get the one copy of the one record that I really wanted. So thank you, Thrill House. We love you, Thrill House. But I went home and looked on Discogs, and someone had some fucker in art was already flipping it on Discogs for $250.
And what was the original list price?
I paid $43. Ooh. Out the door with no shipping. Yeah, it's since gone down. There's a couple more copies on, but it's still like $200. Anyway.
There was a piece of vinyl that I had in a shopping cart online that I did not purchase. I failed to purchase. Do you know who Harry Mack is?
No.
He's a freestyle rapper.
Is he in relation to Mac Dre?
No. No. Nope. He's very white. And he's also on world tour. And interesting, like, his concerts have sold out, like, in Brussels and Paris and every place else abroad, but not in the United States. Anyway, failed to go see him.
Common.
He wasn't. Yeah, it is pretty common, but he's pretty fantastic. Here's a football.
Sorry, there's a football in the studio. Ekphysis.
Are you receiving the same feedback as I am, or do I just need to continue to jiggle the wires?
No, I sound perfect to myself.
You always think that.
You sound dead the same as you always do. I don't know. I don't know what you're hearing.
We lock eyes, and all I can think is NPR? Is that what he's getting at? I'm not sure. Anyway.
You know, I don't know what other people know, so I don't know what you're hearing.
Opening up this next set, it's Lovesick, a different kind of sickness. This is Muramasa out of the UK featuring ASAP Rocky. What do you hope it is, Maldor?
I hope it's not. That was Loveful. I hated that song. Some 90s alternative thing by like the Sundays or someone like the Sundays.
No, this is not that. It's super interesting. After that, we will hear from the Tourette's new spokesperson, Billie Eilish.
We went on the whole record
and hold on. There's a, but then guess what? Sneaker Pimps.
Oh, I like the Sneaker Pimps.
Do you remember them?
Yes.
A terrific song, simply called Sick. And after that, Pink Floyd will take us out of it. Because who knows illness better?
Christ. Pink Floyd?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was the biggest selling record of all fucking time.
This is going to be a very satisfying
Until Thriller
set,
came along?
I assure you.
Ugh.
Now, here's the cool thing about the song that I'm playing by Pink Floyd, is that it's off Dark Side of the Moon, and later on we will hear a song from Richard Cheese, which is actually off of the Sunny Side of the Moon.
Okay, wow, the fundamental interdictiveness of all things. Speaking of KEXP...
It's not that much of a catastrophe, that's all we're saying.
Speaking of KEXP, they're doing something that's really cool right now that we might steal at some point in the future. The whole weekend they're doing... I've forgotten what they call it. Oh, 6 degrees of separation, where every song has to be connected to the one before it by same performer, same producer. You know, the DJ has to string some sort of connection together between every song, which I think is a neat theme for the weekend.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Leave it to them to come up with it. That's fine.
Could have had a job in KEXP, but someone blew the audition.
Yeah, no, that wasn't happening. I did not blow the audition. But if you guys are curious what we're talking about, there are podcasts. I believe Maldoror called it Self-Sabotage?
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I think Self-Sabotage 2.
We've done some really great podcasts. Check them out on RadioValencia.fm. Go to podcasts, scroll down, find Maldoror. No, is it just The Curated Catastrophe?
I don't know.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah, on that page, yes, it's just The Curated Catastrophe.
Later on, you'll see Dr. Junk still in the mix, but that's not him, it's me.
I'm trying to get him to just nuke the whole website and start
over. For six fucking years, Maldoror.
Whatever, I can't change things.
Might be seven. You can't?
I can't change the website.
Lesai.
Whatever.
It makes me sick.
Are we ready to start the rest of your bullshit? We've cycled through the background music twice.
Dude, my bullshit is very good bullshit this week. Thanks for being with us this Sunday and every Sunday on The Cure to Catastrophe, RadioValencia.fm.
That's 10 toes, scared on your block with smokes.
What?
But I've been with the pole, B-E-Z-S-C, Rolls.
What?
Big cats.
And...
come on.
Oh, damn, I can't even...
The weather cold, the weather so chill, chilly, willy, penguin, feathered road. Cause I'm sipping pro, yeah, that meth is pro. Promethazine, yeah, stepping stone. Oh, they acting up, get your weapons wrong. They only killing time, another second gone. I heard your man at home, now you melatonin. But you acting young, and you hella grown.
I need you.
How are you?
Hello, Loki.
How are you?
Okay, she giving me love, but it fucked my energy up. Every time it's finna be summer, only got the memories of us. And now we industry lovers, they making enemies of us. I mean, them times we in public, they drain this energy from us. Visit Italia, be my senorita. They've either or I've either, either way you need a visa. I ain't talking about MasterCards, debit cards either. Credit charge, Kermit the Frog, margaritas? Yeah, she got a man, homie, yeah. Yeah, you wanna lay the hands on me, yeah. But he should see the way she dance on me, yeah. Wishing I ain't had no pants on me.
Sick fuck.
With your
sick of me. Maybe then you wouldn't get so sick of me. Maybe then you wouldn't get so sick of me.
Incredible quality content only available to you on The Cure to Catastrophe, RadioValencia.fm.
Get you on your